If you pay attention to the oil business, you might remember the glut. It was a bottleneck of crude, much of it unleashed through fracking. It was shipped to Cushing, Oklahoma, in pipelines, then trapped there. Hannah Bruhl is an industry economist with the U.S. Energy Information Administration. She says that happened the same way I might overflow my bathtub.
You have water coming in from the faucet, but then also coming out of the drain. It's the relative levels of those flows will impact what the overall inventory level is there at any one time.
For the last few years, the drain was too small for the stuff pouring in, so the bathtub filled to the brim. Then this year, TransCanada opened up the southern leg of its Keystone XL pipeline.
Yes, that's right. In late January, they completed their first delivery.
That and another pipeline project made the drain bigger. Tom Kloza is chief oil analyst with GasBuddy.com.
Now you've essentially established a valve to move some of that overflowing bathtub to the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast.
The glut didn't go away, it just moved to the Gulf, an area already awash in crude from South Texas.
There are concerns that there may be too much and there may be congestion and we may see much cheaper prices there because of so much crude oil descending on the refining centers of the country.
Oil drilling companies are pointing to that as a reason to export more crude. Since the 1970s, the U.S. has had a de facto ban on most crude exports. Industry groups like the American Petroleum Institute say those laws have got to go. Kyle Isaacauer is the Institute's Vice President of Regulatory and Economic Policy. He says by lifting the ban,
we would incentivize additional domestic production. That means more jobs. That means more a stronger economic activity. That means more government revenue. It also means that we'd be reducing our trade deficit.
It would also, of course, mean greater profits for oil producers like those the Institute represents. And critics say it could mean higher prices at the pump.
Those producers would like to get the higher price overseas rather than the lower price here in the U.S. And to us, it's very logical that if you get a higher price for oil, that means a higher price for gasoline and diesel at the pump.
That's Bill Day. He's a spokesperson for Valero Energy. It's just one of the oil refining companies opposed to expanding exports. And why would they favor it? Refiners like Valero are swimming in an abundant supply of cheap, domestically produced crude. They buy it from the drillers, refine it, and sell it to consumers at a tidy profit. Higher crude prices could hurt their bottom line. Add to the debate a pressing concern over fossil fuels and global climate change, and we can expect to hear much more about crude exports in the coming years, says oil analyst Tom Kloza.
It's going to be a controversial story. They may work some things out to do it on a limited basis, and the free marketers will say that this is long overdue. However, you can't really call something a free market like oil when you have a cartel, OPEC, that sets prices.
Politicians are already staking out territory here in Texas. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul recently filed a bill to repeal the crude export ban. The Energy and Natural Resources Committee of the U.S. Senate is also looking at the issue. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.